Let us have a Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come to you thanking you and praising you for this day. Thank you for what you're doing in our lives, and thank you for what you're going to do. Lord, we love you with all our hearts, our minds, our souls, and our strength, Father God. And we love our neighbors as ourselves. Help us to be more like you and less of us. Lord, I thank you for my sisters and my brothers on this call. Now, Lord, I thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and I thank you for Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. The children that you chose for such a time as this that caused us to connect together. Lord, we ask that you will just continue to bless them in a special way. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, Father. Had it not been for them, we will not be coming together. So we just want you to bless them richly in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask that you would take over the call. Have your way. Speak through the speaker, Lord. Let the word fall on good ground. And we won't fail to praise you. Thank you, Father. And help us, Lord God, for this is Bearing Fruit Friday. Help us to bear much fruit today. Good fruit that you may be glorified. And we love you. We need you on today. In Jesus' name, amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Take it away, my sister.
Amen. Praise God. And thank you, Minister Wanda. Thank you. Thank you for greeting and seating the people with that warm welcome and starting our day with that wonderful prayer this morning. And thank you again for that great tag, Bearing Fruit Friday, Bearing Fruit Friday. Praise God. Good morning to everyone on the TMC call this morning. I join Minister Wanda in welcoming all of you to the Master's Call. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I reside on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And if you're here for the first time, all our first-time guests, we say we welcome, 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 a special Kingdom's welcome to you, and we're excited that you took the time to be with us today. And please don't hesitate in joining us each and every day, Monday through Friday, here at the Master's Call. We thank God for allowing these two blessed women of God to start this call back in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, two blessed women of God, and we thank God for them. Now, this call was established on the scriptures, Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning, my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. That's our mission, and I think through the grace of God that is being accomplished each and every day with these powerful men and women of God who delivers the word. Now, we invite you to invite your family and friends to just come and receive that blessing each and every day here on the Master's Call. We have a website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, on that site, you can listen to the past messages as well as read the bios of the different ministers on our prayer call, and sometimes you will see some prayer directives for certain situations that may come about. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we wholeheartedly invite you to come and be a part of us. Be a part of this blessed ministry by greeting the people in the morning. You could even share a word from the Lord if God's got a word in your belly. We need to hear it. We need you to bring it forth. Now, also, if you have prayer requests or praise reports, send all this information to our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, and you send it to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And again, Dr. Vanessa or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will contact you. Now, today is Friday, so please remain on the line, and you can verbally submit your prayer requests and praise reports. Praise God. So we're blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives because of their awesome products. And that great company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And it's because of this company that we are here today. To get more information about that great company, you can get on the Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call, Monday through Friday, each and every day. And it's hosted by our Platinum President, Dorothy Cook, and a great team of leaders who give us vital information on our products. Now, that number is 530-881-1300. Again, that's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, 539-598-POUND. Now, we just give God praise and glory for all that he's doing in each and every one of our lives. And today, I tell you, this week we have been blessed with some powerful messages, and I'm sure we got another one on the way. TMC callers, are you ready? Yes, we have a man of God who was born in the island of Trinidad and Tobago, but yet he lives now in Brooklyn, New York. This man of God has an anointing, oh, like none other, and we thank God for him. He is an evangelist. He goes out. He's worked in the hospital ministry. He's been in the prison ministry, the shelter ministry. God, the open-air ministry. God has used this man in such a profound way that you will hear through the message that God has anointed on his life. He is now the founder and pastor of Christ Ambassadors Apostolic Church, located in Brooklyn, New York, and he's also ministered in various places around the world. He is an anointed man of God who is totally committed to the cause of Christ. For over 20 years, he's preached an uncompromising gospel. His preaching demands that you seek the face of God in reverence. Praise God. To this day, he stands with insurmountable faith, and the power of God is definitely on his life, a true warrior and a general in the army of the Lord. I present to you a man of God who is an artist man. We call him Mr. Artist because he has a profound, profound testimony through the use of our products. And we call him Mr. Lviv because of it. We thank God for him. He's a devoted husband and a loving father. And his heartfelt desire is to see revival come through the entire church world. Don't we all? I'm telling you. Again, this man of God with the heart of God in his desire to see God's people succeed in every aspect of life. We present to some we introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Glenn John out of New York. Pastor John, are you there?
Yes, I am. Could you hear me?
Yes, man of God, we can. Take it away.
Oh, could you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you, man of God.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for today, and God, as your word go forward, accomplish what it's intended for. Take the glory and hide me behind the scenes. Anoint me as I speak. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. This morning, I want to give honor to God, honor to the Holy Spirit. It's the head of my life. I want to give honor to God for Dr. Witherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the moderator, the saints of God, deacons, ministers, pastors, bishop, the entire clergy, all of God's wonderful people, Artists International. I greet you all in the wonderful name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31 says, What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? This is God's holy word. And may God always bless his holy word in Jesus' name. Today I want to speak on the topic, If God be for us, who in the world, who on this earth can be against us? My friends, it is comforting and encouraging to read that God is for us. That's an assurance. So I'm happy to know that fact. But we are reminded by the Apostle Paul, though many may oppose us, none can prevail against those who are the people of God. Because God, hallelujah, is for them. He has taken sides, and he is on the side of those who fear him and trust him in his son, Jesus Christ. God the Father is for his people because he have chosen you. He have chosen us. The Son, oh my God, God has chosen us. The Son is for us because he have redeemed us with his blood. And the Holy Spirit is for us because he calls us to himself by faith. If God himself is for us this morning, oh, who indeed can successfully oppose us? Oh, dear believers, if omnipotence fights for you this day, none can overcome you. In fact, none can truly even harm you. Walk in the assurance of that truth this morning. God is powerful and he is on your side. Because God is powerful, we need to hold on to his hand this morning. Oh, someone asked a question, is God really strong? How strong is God? Is he really, really, really dear for us? Sometimes I call and I can't find him. I feel he disappear. Isaiah addressed it in Isaiah 40 when he attempts to describe the strength of God. He asks, can we compare anything to God? There is no strength greater than the strength of the Lord. He battered his eyes and the lightning flash. He clapped his hands and the thunder rolls. He waved his hands and the waters came down. What does all this say, my friends? If God is for you this morning, then nobody in the world can be against you. What am I saying to you this morning? That no weapon that form against you this morning shall ever prosper. It may look and appear that they are winning. It may look and appear that they have victory over you. You might be slow. You might be slow coming. But I stopped by this morning to say to someone, regardless of the situation today, if God is on your side, you need not fear. This is what Jeremiah says. Oh, whatever problem I have, whether it's sickness or finance, love or social reform, God is big enough and strong enough to handle it this morning. That's what Jeremiah meant when he said, our Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for God. Nothing. Though you underline the word nothing this morning, it's too hard for God. In answer to that same question, statement, Isaiah said, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is it heavy that it cannot hear. So every believer should hold on to God's unchanging hand, even in difficult times. God admonish you this morning is to wait for him and his deliverance. Nebuchadnezzar, when he pointed at the fiery furnace, as a reminder to everyone and everyone who choose to breach his order or defy his command in any way. But there came, hallelujah, everyone in line were bowing down and worshiping Nebuchadnezzar, oh golden image. They were worshiping an idol. They were just going according to the order of the day. Every single person was scared because it seems to be this is what it ought to be. But can I tell someone something this morning? It came a time there was three young men came, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And when, hallelujah, they were given the command, they refused to bow down to any golden image because they realized that if God is on their side, no one can be against them. They realized that God, hallelujah, is on their side. This morning, I want you to know that even if you are in the fire this morning, God is on your side. When they were in the fire, the king put three men, but he set a fourth man. Our society have a way of pointing its fires to intimidate the faithful today. Oh, faith stands firm through your financial future, though your financial future may be threatened. No matter how hot the fire is, believers are not intimidated by the heat. Oh, praise the Lord. God has never promised, oh God, hallelujah, that there would not be no mountains. He promised us strength for every mountain. That's why I said that Paul reminded us, if God is for us, who can be against us? David says he was young and then he, oh God, go through the process of life, and now he became old. All the trials and tribulations he went through. David said, I've been young and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. My friends, I come to tell someone, God has never promised that there would be no mountains, but he promised us there will be strength for the mountains. He never promised that we will not walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but he promised to walk with us. Even David could testify. David says, I will fear no evil. He never promised to immunize us from sickness or trouble. Oh, my God, but he did promise that he will deliver us and lead us away from temptation if we ask him. There was a time, hallelujah, when I was sick badly. I was sick with cancer unto death. But I asked God to save my life. I asked God, hallelujah, oh, in the name of Jesus, that he's all-powerful. And all, hallelujah, everything belonged to him. And I realized in Genesis chapter 1, oh, he brought forth a bunch of antioxidants that were the second. It's grass and it's herbs and it's fruits. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I realize he used it when Ezekiah asked for an extension of life. This is how great God was. In Isaiah 38:21, he was told to take fig and put on the boiler the poison that was killing Isaiah. Hallelujah. The antioxidant in the fig killed the poison. I realize that when Paul wrote to Timothy, he told Timothy to drink wine for the infirmities of the stomach. I realize that when John saw the new Eden, hallelujah, said, preacher, there is no new Eden. Yes, it's called New Jerusalem. In Revelation, he wrote that there will be no more sickness and suffering. But then he wrote in Revelation 22, verse 2, he says, wait a second, the leaves is for healing of the nation. Don't you understand? If God is for you, no one could be against you this morning. I thank God this morning that he was always on my side. I thank God this morning when I use the top five antioxidants of this world, the Power Five, the Noni, the Acai Berry, the Mangosteen, the Gucci, and the Pomegranate. You say, Pastor, you're not preaching gospel. I got to tell you this morning, I am preaching what God put upon the ground. When you need gold, you got to go to the ground. When you need oil, we got to go to the ground. Everything that man needs, it's in the ground. This is how God made it for us. And I thank God every single day, every passing moment. I don't know the man who put all five together. I don't know his name, but I'm told it came from Addis International, the Dillion family, and I praise God because they were the instrument used. If God is for me, who can be against me? The devil tried to kill me, but God saved my life. Oh, moreover, this morning, he promised to be with us always in every situation and every circumstance, to be because it's only a prayer way. That's what God actually promises. In that context, my friends, God has been faithful in his promises to us and has not neglected us in any way. Every day that has passed this year, he has been with you this morning. Every moment you get up this morning and you can speak, there is great opportunities. You get up this morning and you can leave your house, there is hope. When he has answered a prayer for us, he did exactly as he promised. When we need his strength and power and sought him, he responded in time. Can I tell someone something? He's more dependable than Federal Express. He's more dependable than the post office. He's more dependable than the UPS man. He delivers all the time, on time. Oh, my God, this year, make up your mind to hold on to Jesus. Hang on to him. Hold on with that crab. Oh, my God, if God is for you this morning, who can be against you? Walk the street with full assurance, blessed assurance. Jesus is on your side. Walk with your business. When you're with your kids, have an assurance God is on your side. When you're with clients in your business or on your job, have an assurance that God is on your side. When you do a showcase, yes, my friends, did I say showcase? Yes, I said it this morning, because that's the only way that people can be helped. And God is on your side. If God is for you this morning, oh, yes, my friends, your friends rise up against you and give all different types of ram goat advice to advise you and lead you astray, to tell you it's not working. Yes, my friends, I remember someone came one day and asked me how much I pay for the juice. And when I told him, a good friend, he told me it was too expensive. Only then I know, wait a second, it is expensive, but I rebuke the devil, because if God is for me, who can be against me? If God is for us, who can be against us? Get a death grip and hold on. Oh, yes, my friend, tie yourself onto Jesus. Don't ever leave home without him. This morning, I stopped by to say to someone, let's have that assurance. You can repeat it and repeat after me. After all the troubles in the world and everything that I have gone through, if God is for me, who can be against me? Back to the moderator, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Can you hear me, Pastor John?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, God bless you. God bless you for that powerful and profound word this morning. If God be for us, who can be against us? Amen, amen, amen. I will be calling you back, Pastor John, to give us our benediction after these few announcements, but let's go first before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for this awesome man of God and this awesome word that you have sent to us through him, O God. If God be for us, who can be against us? Lord, we know through you, it's in you that we live, we move, and we have our very being. We know, Lord God, it's because of the blood of Jesus that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are heirs and joint heirs with Jesus. We know, Lord God, that it's only because of you and your gracious love for us, Lord God, that we are the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. So, Father, we thank you for the anointing that you placed on each and every individual on this call this morning. We thank you, Father, that we have the anointing to go forth to do the work that you called us to do. We thank you, Lord, that you anoint our hands, Father, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. We thank you for anointing our feet to tread the grounds that you desire us to tread and be the ministers in the marketplace, Father, that you called us to be. We thank you, Father, for the anointing in our eyes, Lord God, to see what you have us to see, Father God, to be the people that you called us to be. We thank you, Father, for Pastor John, and we ask that you bless him and his family in a mighty way. Pour back into him, Lord God, as you poured into us like never before. Father, we thank you for a double portion of your anointing upon his life, Father, as he go forth being the minister that you called him to be in the marketplace. Father God, we thank you, Father, for every individual on this call. We glorify you, Father, that they're the head and not the tail. We thank you, Father, for blessing their children, their grandchildren, and all those, Lord God, that you called us to be. Father God, we thank you that you've made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Father, we celebrate with those the accomplishments that our children and grandchildren have made, Father. We celebrate, Lord God, even though they are mourning, Father, we celebrate with the families, Lord, that who have loved ones that's passed on to made that transition. And, Father, we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So, Father, we lift up Zelda Hunter and her family, Father, as her father had transitioned to you, O God. But we know, Father, that you'll comfort them like never before. We thank you, Father, for all the bereaved families around the world, Father God. We thank you, O God, for our Dr. P.K. Robinson, our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for these women of God who have blessed us in such a tremendous way, Father God, for blessing the masses, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Mama Josie, Father, who's been there, Lord God, supporting and strengthening in a mighty way. We thank you, Father, that you're using her to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father, for all the elders, Father, across the nation. We know, Lord God, that you put your hands on them to be a blessing to the masses. And we thank you, Father. We adore you for sharing them with us, oh God. We ask you, Father, to bless Artists International and all those that are in the company, Father God. Bless our going out, bless our coming in. We thank you. We glorify you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. I know you want to hear the playback of this powerful message this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The pen is the same, 957-677-POUND. Now, remember, we invite you to remain on the line after the benediction to submit your prayer requests and praise reports. The motivational call is next, and that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Again, thank you, Minister Wanda, for seating and greeting the people this morning and open up the call with the joy of the Lord. And we thank you again, Pastor John, for giving us that profound word, if God be for us, who can be against us? So would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' name, and everyone say amen and amen. And a better one tomorrow. Amen.
Praise God, praise God. Well, TMC family, this is the time where we will share our prayer requests and praise reports, and I will turn it over to our very own co-founder, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our mother eagle. Dr. Vanessa, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Minister Brenda, and as always, Pastor John. Powerful, powerful word. We so love you, appreciate you, and esteem you. If God be for us, who can be against us? An electric word. I'm encouraging everyone to pass that on to their family, friends, loved ones. Give them the playback number. Give them the link to go listen to it. We'll definitely be posting that within the next hour or so. What a profound word to take us through the day, the weekend, the month. I thank you, man of God. I tell you, you have just always been so faithful, consistent, and supportive of the Master's Call, and I want you to always know how greatly we love you and appreciate you and pray for you. Well, hello, 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 Master's Call family. It's so good to see so many of you on the board this morning. We thank God for you. Dr. PK and I just were honored and humbled that God chose us to birth this call and to continue this journey. And coming up, before we know it, October 25th will actually be our five-year birthday. Just hard to believe. In 2010, we started this journey and have seen fit to every day, Monday through Friday, whether with a holiday or not, been here, and so many of you have been with us throughout this journey. We thank God for you. And one of the pillars, the platforms of this call is prayer, to always undergird the entire artist family in prayer as we uplift the body of Christ in prayer. I was so blessed and shared with our team as we start out two things. First, I got an email from our co-founder. We all know and love Elvia Diaz de Leon, and she was just thanking us for being the Master's Call, thanking us for being prayer warriors, and that's all of you, for lifting up the company, for being consistent pillars of prayer. We know she's in the last stages of her pregnancy, and we're excited about the little girl that's on her way. You know, she has two boys, so they're very excited. So we want to continue to lift up our co-founder, Elvia Diaz de Leon, call her name out in prayer, and then as she is on bed rest and resting, and give her peace in her mind and strength to her body, we are praying for her. And then secondly, you heard Minister Brenda, and we thank you and Minister Wanda for the call today. We are lifting up our beloved sister Zelda, who is very close to her father, and he went home to be with the Lord. So we want to keep our dear sister in Houston, Texas, Zelda Hunter, lifted up in prayer. So we praise God that we are a call, an artist family, that one of our main first tenets created by our founder, Antonio Diaz de Leon, was faith, faith in God. He stands as a powerful prophet in the marketplace of God, who loves God with all of his heart. And we are so excited to be an extension of that arm. So hit star 6 and 1, and it will come bring you to the queue. And in the queue, feel free to give us your prayer requests. We will garrison and bombard heaven with the prayers of the righteous. If you have a praise report, we love to encourage our hearts and the hearts of others on what God has done, is doing, and will do. We'll start this morning in New Jersey with 3902. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, good morning. Mother Eagle, how are you? Hello, TNC family. And I consider it a privilege to be within the telecommunications sanctuary. And I just want to say I'm sitting here with my mother, who we often keep in prayer, Vivian. So I wanted to, she's actually listening this morning. I'd like to put on the prayer list. My very young cousin of mine went home to be with the Lord, and he's 28 years old, and his name is Marcellus Mays. We will be sending him home tomorrow, so just keep his family. His mother is taking it very hard, of course, that being her child. And I would like to also put on your prayer list a coworker of mine. Her name is Stephanie Whitehouse. And Stephanie is battling with cancer, and I know it's just a name, and God has all the glory. She's going today to visit with a doctor to find out if it's been in remission. So please put her on the prayer list. And as always, Malachi Cool and Marianne Cool and that family as they continue the journey through what she is going through. And I continue to thank you guys for being a platform that I can personally come to and get a word and get nourishment every morning. And I'd like to also, my sister in Christ, my TMC family, to put you guys on the prayer list, because it is quite a journey to be present Monday through Friday, and actually Saturday and Sunday, because I know you guys are consistent. Thank you very much.
We love you so much, Benita. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we're honored, Mother Vivian, that you're listening to the call. I tell you, I've spent many times calling out your name in prayer over the years, and it is an honor. I tell you, these mothers of Zion have carried us through the years. So we are honored that you are listening in this morning, and we so love Miss Benita and your entire family, Ursula, everybody. And we will keep these prayer requests and lift them up. All righty, headed out to the north side of town in Houston, Texas, our beloved Platinum President Marie Preston. I tell you, we don't have all the platinums, but we always have this Platinum and Godmother that are very consistent about being on this call each and every morning. We love you. We appreciate you. Good morning, Martha Marie Preston.
Good morning out there, Dr. V. It always is an honor and a privilege to be on this call each and every morning. I love you guys, you and Dr. PK, for the call. It makes my day. I love the word. Thank Pastor John Glenn for the word. But let me say this. I went inside a prison a couple of weeks ago in Lompard to talk to the women and do my testimony. Went in there well, came out. Dr. V, I tried to call you. I couldn't get you nowhere. I had to call Pastor Vanessa. Look, I had to call Dr. PK because to pray for me. Because when I come out, the devil had shut my throat down. I couldn't talk no more. I was empty. I got sick. Everything went wrong. I come here and could not move. I had to call her for prayer. So I know prayer works. I'm telling you, she prayed for me. And the next day I was able to get up out of that bed. I could talk again. And I've been running ever since. So I know prayer changes things. We need prayer. So God bless y'all. I thank y'all for the call. And I thank y'all that we can pick the phone up and call these prayer warriors. We can call y'all. And y'all be right there on the spot. And we say, we need prayer. Y'all go to praying for us. So I thank God for both of y'all. I just love y'all. And I hope to see you soon. Okay?
Hopefully, I love you. I don't know how you can find it, but you got my other half, Dr. PK, so that's just as good and better.
Right.
Amen. And, you know, we really do thank you for that prison ministry, because that's the word. You know, Matthew, he talks about that you go by the prison, that you feed the hungry, that you bless the children. Then that's Jesus' hands extended, and it is so much warfare. And I thank you for your compassion. The devil was just mad because you went in there and encouraged some ladies' hearts, and encouraged them to stay focused and faithful to the word of God. But
that's
all right. We curse that spirit of backlash, and we just thank you for restored health. And we speak to Proverbs 6:31, because the devil was stupid enough to touch your body, that you are